headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Miko and Neve with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a dinosaur footprint found in Petrie's Albion Quarry nearly 60 years ago is most likely an early sauropodomorph and has been confirmed by UQ researchers as Australia's oldest fossil. Brisbane's only known fossil has been dated back to the earliest part of the late Triassic period and is of a footprint left behind 230 million years ago. This makes Brisbane the scene of Australia's earliest evidence of dinosaur activity and proves that dinosaurs were present in Australia a lot earlier than previously recognised. The fossil is now housed at the Queensland Museum where it will be available for future research. Potentially hundreds of illegal e-bikes and e-scooters have been purchased under a state government's rebate scheme. An internal audit has revealed that 21% or 693 e-bikes funded by the scheme were legal or potentially illegal. The scheme offered rebates of $500 for eligible e-bikes and $200 for eligible e-scooters under the requirement that devices cannot travel over 25 kilometers per hour. However, the funding for the scheme was exhausted within a month. Transport Minister Brent Mickleberg said the rebate only added fuel to the fire of a community already concerned with illegal e-mobility devices. There are now calls for the state government to seize the illegal devices and fine riders. This comes during calls for stricter e-mobility laws after multiple deaths and injuries caused by e-bikes and scooters in the recent years, including the death of a 15-year-old boy on New Year's Eve. In national news, two rarely sighted deep-water dolphin species were recently spotted in coastal waters of Port Macquarie in New South Wales. Wildlife photographer Jodie Lowe managed to photograph the Risso's dolphins and pantropical spotted dolphins in deep waters beyond the continental shelf. Lowe highlighted the rarity of the occasion. "I've never seen Risso's dolphins during a whale-watching tour, simply because they are deep ocean dolphins. They don't venture close into shore." Throughout the journey, Lowe and the tour group she travelled with saw two small pods of Risso's dolphins, one of them accompanied by a pod of pantropical spotted dolphins. According to Macquarie University wildlife scientist Dr. Vanessa Perotta, the photographs are very helpful in building scientific knowledge of the species, which is currently very limited. "We just don't have too much information, so any sighting is a positive one for the science world."
Fallout from the coalition split continues this week, with Liberal leader Susan Ley possibly facing a spill motion, depending on whether Conservative backers of Angus Taylor feel he has enough support to challenge. However, Nationals leader David Littleproud is set to survive his challenge today for his leadership. Speculation has erupted from both parties in the week since the Nationals walked away from the coalition agreement, with the Liberals using the chaos to ensure Angus Taylor is the preferred alternative to Susan Ley. In international news, the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt is set to reopen today, local time, after being nearly wholly closed since May 2024. About 20,000 Palestinians needing urgent medical care are hoping to leave Gaza via the crossing, and thousands of other Palestinians outside the territory hope to return home. The opening of the crossing is a key part in President Trump's 20-point peace plan for Gaza. However, Israel has delayed the move until the last hostage taken by Hamas on the October 7 attack was returned, which happened last week. However, only a fraction will be allowed to leave. The Israeli military agency that controls aid to Gaza said in a statement that only 150 people will be allowed to leave Gaza a day. United Nations Relief and Works Agency Director of Affairs, Sam Rose, said that it will barely scratch the surface and that it is initially only symbolic, as 150 people is nothing, given the need. If the backlog is not dealt with quickly and meaningfully, it will put more and more pressure on what is already an extremely fragile ceasefire. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy, expecting showers and to become windy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The humidity is at 70%, the fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3.6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you, Zedliners.